the popular thought of, well, if the Yankees move on from Brian Cashman, he wouldn't have any problem getting a job elsewhere. That's great. Let him find another job elsewhere. It may be time for a different vision. Now, I'm not knocking Cashman, to your point, similarly. Like, I do think Brian Cashman is a great baseball mind, and I do think he is a very good general manager. However, it's not working here. It's the same thing year after year after year. And you're right, the Yankees used to spend a lot more than everybody else, and it showed. Now they don't. They still spend, but it's nowhere near as much as anybody else. Matter of fact, the Mets have the highest payroll, as we know. But it's there's still the Yankees are right there with a bunch of other teams where they used to blow everybody out of the water. That's not the case anymore. The Yankees aren't a bad team. In their bad years, they win 90-plus games and make the playoffs. Anybody would trade places for that sustained success. However, what the Yankees have done here in recent years is just not good enough. Look at this lineup. And now we don't want to make judgments based off of just 1 month of the season. But look at this lineup. I mean, who brought in Josh Donaldson? Who thought IKF was worthy of being the starting shortstop last year? I mean, those are fireable offenses. Aaron Hicks is still on this team and still sucks. Severino always hurt. They signed Rodon, who's always hurt. Giancarlo Stanton, they made that trade, always hurt. I mean, this is an issue. At some point, you look at the players. Yeah, obviously, if they're not getting it done, you blame them. Who brought the players in here? And everybody wants to rip Aaron Boone. This is not, and I said the same thing 2 years ago, this is not Aaron Boone's fault. This is the guy who put the teams together's fault. Who put this team together? It's his fault. And that would be Brian Cashman in the front office. Gary Sanchez, failed experiment. Clint Frazier, failed experiment. Miguel Andujar, failed experiment. Where's Floreal? Failure. Yankees, and Cashman usually gets credit. You know, Luke Voit. Okay, great. Well, for every Luke Voit, there's a Josh Donaldson. And even Luke Voit, you know, for years, the Yankees brought in too many guys that were the same. Right-handed power hitters that strike out a ton. Then they got a left-handed power hitter that strikes out a ton in Gallo. Rizzo's another one, another lefty power hitter strikes out a ton as well. But he's been better than that. He's, you know, a good defensive guy, a good clubhouse leader. So I like Rizzo, but still. Similar. Left-handed power bat that strikes out a lot. And we're going to see, you know, we're seeing a bunch of the young guys now. Will this wave of baby bombers, will they actually produce? Volpe, Peraza, Oswaldo. I mean, look at the lineups the New York Yankees have rolled out there the majority of this month. Look at them. This is not me knocking the Yankees. It's me saying the reality is that is not a Yankee lineup. Franchy Cordero, Willie Calhoun, Aaron Hicks. You know, Trevino was an all-star last year. Is he really that good? I think the Yanks played over their heads last year, the majority of the year, especially to start. And then because they got to the ALCS, you know, they played over their heads. There really wasn't great competition in the rest of the American League. So the Yankees get a bye. And look, they deserve credit for it. They won their division. They get the bye. They move on. They beat Cleveland, who they were better than. But then they get swept by the Astros. It showed you that disparity. Now, it seems a lot of the American League has gotten better, in particular, the AL East. You know, Seattle is a dangerous team. The Astros are the Astros. Texas playing much better. Minnesota, all of a sudden, has the Yankees' number. Tampa, Toronto, Baltimore. And the Yankees kind of just stay the same. Others are improving around them, and they just stay the same. At some point, it will be time for a change. You can't just keep doing the same thing and have the same results every year. While it's good, it's not good enough. Can't keep doing that.